Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our course, Understand Quran and Salah the Easy Way. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our course, Understand Quran and Salah the Easy Way. We'll be studying lesson number 2, in which we will learn Surah Al-Fatiha, and in grammar we'll learn huwa Muslim, hum Muslimun, and so on, and we'll take some tips about education also. By the way, by the end of this lesson, that is 1 plus 2 lessons, we will learn 13 words which occur in the Quran 4479 times. So every lesson is very precious, so don't skip in middle. Let us start with Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is first surah of the Quran. Suffice it to say that it is so important that we are commanded to recite it every day in every salah, in every raka'ah of the salah. So it is extremely important surah. And in terms of learning Arabic, Quranic Arabic, it is also extremely important. The words of Surah Al-Fatiha occur in the Quran 7,500 times. Every 10th word of the Surah Al-Fatiha on the average is, every 10th word of the Quran on the average is from Surah Al-Fatiha. As you can see in the slide, you know, those red words are from Surah Al-Fatiha. So let us start. And before we start reciting the Quran, we have to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu means I take refuge, I take protection. You know, all everywhere we have this safety first, buckle up, get protection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also teaching us, get protection from your worst enemy, the shaitan. A'udhu, I take refuge. Billahi, in Allah. Bi means in. Billahi is combination of two words. Bi is in Allah. Is Allah, billahi, in Allah. Min, by the way, Allah, Allah's name is Allah, and the rest are attributes like Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and so on, are his attributes. Min is from. Min is from, and min is used in the Quran more than 3,000 times. 3,000 times. Very, very, very important letter. It is called letter or preposition. So min is from. Ash-shaytan is Satan, okay? The plural of Satan is shayateen. Ar-rajim, the outcast. The outcast. How will you remember this meaning? Do you think shaitan is close to Allah? Never. He is outcast, thrown away, rejected, away from Allah's mercy. The meaning of rajim, therefore, is the outcast. Okay? That's how you can remember. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Whenever you recite Quran, try to use your imagination and feelings to the maximum. Imagination and feelings. So when you mention Allah, we should love Allah the most, we should feel happy when we take His name, when we hear His name. We should have hope of rewards from Him, and also we should be afraid of our punishment, of punishment because of our sins. And feel the closeness of Allah. Feel the presence of Allah, and also feel the presence of the enemy, shaitan, and the two angels. Shaitan is a jinn, so you have a jinn always with you, but don't worry, you have two angels always with you. Why rajim is mentioned? You know, we could have been taught a'udhu billahi minash shaitan, but we are taught to say a'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, so that we keep that status of shaitan alive always in our minds, that he is rajim, outcast, thrown away, not worth following. Okay, so let us practice. Can you please translate, all of you? A'udhu, I seek refuge. A'udhu,
I seek refuge.
Billahi,
in Allah.
Minash shaitan,
from Satan.
Ar-rajim,
the outcast.
Again, a'udhu,
I seek refuge.
Billahi,
in Allah.
Minash shaitan,
from Satan.
Ar-rajim,
the outcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. Very good. And you can repeat it again and again in your groups. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismi. You know, Bismi is in the name. Bismi is in the name. Ism is name. B is in, as we learned earlier. So, Bismi in the name. Bismillahi in the name of Allah. Ism is singular. Asma is plural. We have Asma'ul Husna, Allah's names. Okay, the beautiful names. So, Ism is name. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, the words in Arabic on these patterns have, you know, intensity in them. Like Atshan, extremely thirsty. Ghadban, extremely angry. Jaw'an, extremely hungry. So Ar-Rahman is intensely merciful, like, you know, who showers us with his mercy every moment. Ar-Rahman, intensely merciful. And Rahim, so Ar-Rahman is intensely merciful. Ar-Rahim, well, the words on this pattern in Arabic show continuity. For example, Jamil, beautiful. Whom will you call beautiful? Who was ugly yesterday? Come on. I mean, beauty is something which is steady feature, steady attribute, continuous. Similarly, Kareem, the one who has good manners. Can you call Kareem somebody who was, you know, saying bad words last week? No. From the time you have been seeing, his manners are good. So these words on this pattern show continuity. So Ar-Rahim means continually merciful. Ar-Rahim means continually merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He's not Ar-Rahman War-Rahim. No, just multiply the together. Multiply the two attributes together. Multiply intensity with continuity. His mercy is like a shower, a very strong shower which is continuous, in which we are drenched from top to bottom. Allah is so merciful. So when you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, imagination and feelings. Imagine all the mercies that you have, all the favors that you have. Feel the mercy of Allah. And also feel the confidence and hope when you say Bismillah at the start of doing anything. Okay? So now let us practice. Bismi in the name. Allah of Allah. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Again, Bismi in the name Allah of Allah. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. You can say intensely merciful, continually merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdu, all praise and thanks. Alhamd has two meanings. Hamd has two meanings. All praise, all praises and thanks. Praises like, oh Allah, you are great, you are merciful, you are best creator. These are all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks, thank you Allah for creating me, for making me human, for making me a Muslim, for helping me pray you, for feeding me, for keeping me alive, for providing everything. So you thank. So both feelings have to be there when you say Alhamdu. Or at least you can have one feeling at times, another feeling at times as you say Alhamdu. Lillahi, for Allah. Li means for. Lillahi, for Allah. Or in running English, you can say all the praise and thanks be to Allah. Rabb, the Lord. Actually, Rabb, the Lord is a very, I don't know if it conveys that meaning. Rabb basically means who takes care of us, all our necessities, and helps us grow. For example, all of us must have eaten our food, lunch or dinner or breakfast. Right now, there are millions, in fact, 100 trillion cells according to research, which are there in body. Each of these cells are being fed, controlled, provided. We are not only fed three times a day, we are fed continuously, every moment, the oxygen, with the oxygen. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding us oxygen every moment. If the oxygen is stopped, we die. So He is Rabb. And His Rabb, not only of me, of alameen. Alam is world, plural is alamoon, alameen, of the worlds. Imagine billions of people, imagine so many, you know, galaxies, world of humans, world of angels, world of jinn, world of, you know, so many things. He is creator and cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So as you say it, you know, imagination and feelings, explode your imagination, imaginative powers as you say it, and inshallah your focus will be maximum in the salah and you will enjoy the salah. Bring into mind the innumerable favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on you. Mean something. You know, if I come to you and say thank you, you will immediately say for what? Well, if I say, thank you for the book you gave me, I'll say, okay, fine, no problem. Maybe he will give another book. Now, the thing is, when you say Alhamdulillah without it meaning anything, really it doesn't establish that good contact. You know, say it means something. Oh Allah, thank you for keeping me alive, helping me pray today, okay, worshipping you, or making me, you know, or even whatever good that has happened before the salah, you can remember it. Alhamdulillah, say it with heart, from the depth of your heart, not like a newsreader. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Do you say to a person, thank you very much for providing me? No. You say it with love, with, you know, full of gratitude. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Means something. Okay? So let us practice. Alhamdu, all praises and thanks. Lillahi, be to Allah. Rabb, the Lord. Al-Alameen, of the worlds. Again, Alhamdu, all the praises and thanks. Lillahi, be to Allah. Rabb, the Lord. Al-Alameen, of the worlds. Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil Alameen. All the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Feel His mercy. We have already studied Ar-Rahman, intensely merciful, the most gracious. Ar-Rahim, continually merciful, the most merciful. Feel His mercy as you are saying it, and say it with love, you know, because you are, we all of us are drenched in His mercy. And also remember one thing, remember to be kind to others after the salah, maybe as you are saying Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man la yarham la yurham," whoever is not merciful to others, Allah will not be merciful to him. So be kind to others in your dealings every day after the salah, not something in distant future, right there. So let us translate once more. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. With this we take a break, brothers and sisters, and inshallah we will be back after the break with grammar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our course, Understand Quran and Salah the Easy Way.
Yaquluna bil-ar.